辽宁大学广播电台大学之声英语时代
The Voice of 辽宁 University English Time
这里是欧美最新潮流的分享驿站
满足你的各种异国情怀
这里有最及时新鲜的国外资讯
让你大开眼界博览全球让我们用最动听的声音最好玩的内容带你来一场不一样的世界旅行欢迎收听 English Time
观众朋友们大家好这里是辽宁大学广播电台大学之声英语时代我是主播袁子轩
我是主播刘诗琪哎，子轩你知道吗昨天啊咱们辽大可发生了一件惊天动地的大事儿啊
大事儿你是说六小龄童来咱们学校的事儿吗 April 25张金来 appeared in 辽宁 University Open Ceremony to retrace 玄奘 Road.
4月25号,六小龄童现身辽宁大学,参加重走玄奘路点映仪式。
At the scenes, 张金来 and interaction between teachers and students, and made the performance and speech.
在现场,六小龄童与师生互动,并做了表演和演讲。
Through the Weibo, he said, very happy to communicate with classmates.
通过微博他表示很开心此次与同学们进行交流。这几天啊我可被朋友圈里的辽篮情怀刷了屏。哎说来也可惜这几天我都没时间去体育馆看小哥哥们打篮球呢。
体育馆难道辽篮是在咱们学校承办的
哎呀不是咱学校承办的是 CUBA,中国大学生篮球联赛
CUBA is the Chinese College Basketball League. Recently, CUBA's Northeast Division is enjoying a hot start in gym of 辽宁 University.
CUBA 是中国大学生篮球联赛的缩写。近日 ,CUBA 东北赛区正在辽宁大学体育馆内火热开赛。
The University of 辽宁 is competing with 天津 University,吉林 University and Peking University, respectively.
咱们辽宁大学分别与天津大学、吉林大学以及北京大学展开对抗。
Although the results are not ideal, we still need to cheer for the players who work hard.
虽然成绩不理想，但是还是要为辛苦努力的球员们加油。
诗琪，你听过 Jessie J 的歌吗？
当然啦，这不就是传说中的结石姐吗？
前不久啊，她在中国炙手可热的综艺节目《歌手》中夺了冠。
Jessie J delighted and baffled fans in equal measure by signing up to participate on a TV Thailand show, not as a judge, but as a contestant.
Jessie J 以参赛者而非评委的身份参加了一档电视才艺秀，这使得粉丝们既欢喜。有困惑
The domino singer has been competing on Chinese talent show Singer, a show like the X Factor, except all of the contestants are famous.
这位唱 domino 的歌手一直在中国才艺秀歌手上比赛。歌手类似于英国偶像，只是所有参赛者都很有名气。
The 30-year-old has won Singer, beating the competition with two incredible performances.
三十岁的他在歌手中凭借两场精彩表演傲视群雄一举夺冠
This makes Jessie the first ever international star to win singer
这使得 Jessie J 成为了首位赢得歌手的冠军国际明星诗琪你是来自湖南的妹子对吗
当然啦
那你听说了最近你的家乡出了一位学识渊博的外卖小哥吗
啥外卖小哥
A 37-year-old fast food courier from central China's Hunan province was crowned champion in a Thailand-Chinese poultry knowledge contest, winning fans over with his true love for ancient pigs.
一位37岁的外卖小哥在一场电视播放的中国诗词竞赛中夺冠。来自中国湖南省的他凭借对古诗词的热爱吸粉无数。
雷海为 beat other competitors, including a master's degree, graduate from particular Peking University in the third season of the Chinese Poetry Conference on China Central Television on April 4.
4月4日，雷海为在央视《中国诗词大会》第三季中击败了其他竞争对手，包括一位北大硕士。
My interest in ancient poems began as early as I was 6 years old. Lee said after winning the competition. As for his future plans, the courier said he will stick to reading and reciting poems.
李海维赛后表示，我六岁的时候就开始对古诗词感兴趣了。至于未来规划，李海维说道，他将会继续坚持读诗、背诗。小猪佩奇闻上身，掌声送给社会人。
哦，社会，社会。
最近小猪佩奇真是火透了半边天啊，各路明星也是纷纷捆绑小猪佩奇们一起上热搜。
Peppa Pig copyright holder Entertainment One E1 said it will cooperate with local animation and toy company Offer to further develop the Chinese market and welcome the year of the pig。
小猪佩奇版权所有方E1公司日前表示，将与中国本土动画和玩具企业奥飞公司合作，进一步开发中国市场，并迎接中国猪年。
Since the broadcast rights for Peppa Pig were introduced to China in 2015, the preschool cartoon character from the UK has quickly dominated screens.Becoming one of the most popular cartoons among Chinese children.
自2015年小猪佩奇的播放版权被引进中国以来，这部英国学前动画片迅速占领屏幕，成为最受中国小朋友喜爱的动画片之一。
So far, it has been broadcast 45 billion times on Chinese online video platforms iQIYI, Youku, and Tudou.
迄今为止，该动画片在中国网络视频平台爱奇艺、优酷和土豆的播放量已达450亿人次。
哎呀，真是开心呐！五一节马上就要到了。
The five long holiday is coming soon. The students must have their own place to go.
五一小长假马上就要到了，同学们肯定都有自己想去的地方吧。
Our National Traffic Department also issued forecast traffic congestion in China this year, respectively, Jiangsu and Chengdu, Chongqing region of the Beijing, Tianjin, Hebei region.
咱们国家交通部门也是发布了今年中国交通拥堵地区的预告，分别有京津冀、江浙沪以及成渝地区。
The plan to travel, if you want to enjoy a quiet holiday, you can choose to avoid these areas. Finally, I wish you all have a happy holiday.
这次计划出行的小伙伴们，如果想享受一个安静的假期，可以选择避开这些地区哦。最后，祝大家有一个愉快的假期。今天的节目到这里就结束了，感谢导播任佩叶、杨佳佳，我们下期节目再见。
再见。